We kick off hour number two of the program.
You would add this one. This is what I think of you when I think of you when you talk about being a cowboy. You're a rhinestone cowboy.
No.
You're not a dirt and mud, dust and blood type cowboy.
You think I'll wear this Carhartt because it's trendy? I wear it because it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, nothing says open range like digging holes for people to put in a swimming pool.
I like mud.
Okay.
You ever hand raised a calf before, Chris?
Bottle
fed it?
Have I bottle fed a cow before? I think maybe. I didn't like raise it. Like Norman on City Slickers 2.
Well, I did.
How'd it turn out?
Well, she's dead now.
You didn't even know how to raise a cow. What an idiot.
How are the tangibles?
They were pretty tasty.
T-bone.
I'll try and find a picture.
Okay.
Did this cow have a name?
Annabelle. Very basic for a cow name, I know.
That is a pretty basic cow name.
I was young.
Travis wants to know if we can claim Heupel's runner-up Heisman now that he's our coach.
Yep. North Carolina quarterback Drake May is expected to put his name in the transfer portal in the coming days.
That'll be fun for us next year.
What does that mean?
He's probably going to
go to Florida or Bama.
Go to Georgia, Alabama. Mm.
Anthony Richardson announced yesterday that he is opting out of the bowl game against Oregon State to prepare for the NFL draft. Spencer Rattler, I think, said he'd play in their bowl game against Notre Dame, but is not sure about the draft.
Okay.
For South Carolina. Lots of names in the portal.
We talked about it during the break, but it's kind of dumb that the Heisman doesn't even consider anyone outside of quarterbacks these days. Because that's a great point about Jalen Hyatt. Like, it used to be, well, if you have this elite offense, I mean, like, if Tennessee had gone undefeated this season, the debate would be, is it Hendon Hooker or Jalen Hyatt that should get the Heisman?
Mm-hmm.
But with Hendon Hooker hurt, it would have made more sense to, you know, had Jalen Hyatt be kind of the Tennessee guy. Like, obviously, you know, losing to South Carolina hurt you on the national landscape, but you don't even see, I mean, you know, Michigan running back got hurt. He was trending to maybe at least get to New York, but he wasn't going to win. Like, even if he had a big day against Ohio State and is still healthy, I don't think he's able to win it. Isn't that weird?
Not in his specific case, I don't think.
I mean, their other running back had the monster day. If it had been him,
mm-hmm.
I
don't know. You think so? Maybe?
Maybe because all the other guys kind of failed. But, I mean, it wasn't that great of a year for the good quarterbacks. Like, all the good quarterbacks had kind of some issue, I feel like, during, where they kind of failed. Hell, maybe Duggan will win it coming out of nowhere.
It was a gutsy performance.
He's thrown for 3,300 yards, 30 touchdowns, 4 picks.
It's crazy how low the interception numbers are for some of these guys.
That's
Hooker included.
That's more yards than Bryce Young and Hendon Hooker. That's more touchdowns than both of them. And that's less interceptions than Bryce Young. More than Hendon Hooker, of course. He only had 2. It is crazy, the low interception numbers. I mean, all these guys. Caleb Williams had 4.
I mean, you used to just bank on a guy throwing like 10 to 15, like, and that was you know, considered pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you wanted to, like, keep it to 8 or 9, have a good season. Bryce Young had 5, and Hooker had 2. Michael Penix Jr. had 500 attempts for 4,354 yards on a team that's not great. You know, not like it's not like Washington's got top 10 recruiting classes stacked up, and he's still only threw 7 picks.
Yeah,
29 touchdowns. He's your
what was his yardage?
4,354.
Yeah, like
to lead the country.
Isn't that worth an invite? Like, what the?
Yeah, it's worth an invite. How many touchdowns did you say?
29.
29 and 7.
And he probably rushed for another, what, 6 or 7?
Probably.
He had 500 attempts. Austin Reed had 548 attempts at Western Kentucky. Oh, and Kyle Van Treese had 558 at Georgia Southern. It's crazy.
558?
558 passes.
That's crazy.
The only guy with more, your leader of all pass attempts in the country, Will Rogers, Mississippi State. He only threw 6 picks, 34 touchdowns.
It's impressive. But that just goes to the point, like, it's not about the quarterback and their play. It's about, how's their team?
Yeah, I don't know, like, it would not be crazy that if Will Rogers had been here the last 2 years competing against Hendon Hooker, that he would be the starter and Hooker would be the backup.
If Will Rogers
with those receivers at Mississippi State this year, I'm like you. I think their problem against the good teams is their guys couldn't get open. And against weaker teams, they got open, and that's why he put up big numbers.
Well, one of their best receivers is probably the best receiver they had.
Ra-Ra
Thomas is, well, I think he's got a visit scheduled here, already been offered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over 600 yards, 7 touchdowns.
I mean, here's what matters to the Heisman. Stats, to a degree, but it's all about what's your team's record?
I think the
and then how did you play in big games?
Because those are the only ones we watch.
Right, yeah, because I'm out here, you know, on the West Coast, and I'm going to watch Tennessee versus, Hooker didn't have a good game. Yeah. He's not very good. Well, did you watch him against Bama? Because he was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But that Bama team's taking a step back. Oh, okay, well, they're ranked ahead of us still. So,
the fact that Georgia game came after Alabama.
Wasn't that what Topmeyer was saying yesterday? That it's like golf, which I've never heard it put that way, but maybe it's how the committee works. Like, you make the cut. Like, you're a Heisman finalist in the eyes of those with a vote after week 7 or 8, and then it's what you do in November. Which, I mean, think about it that way. Like, it was set up for Hendon to win it if he doesn't get hurt and we don't blow it defensively against South Carolina.
I just think that his whole thing, though, I think gives too much credit to the writers. Like, I don't think anybody even thinks that way. I think these guys just look at the board and go, I'll vote for that guy.
Mm.
And they all have their own little – they like to think that their way of voting is the best way. And it's dumb. It's moronic. I mean, if you were voting for the best – like, what's it supposed to be? It's supposed to be the most outstanding player in college football? Because if that's the case, I mean, like Roberto said, they probably got it right last year, but – there's many years where it's the most popular guy on the best team.
Yeah.
And usually that's the quarterback.
That's why Stetson Bennett's making it.
Yeah. He's the most popular guy on that team.
And he does have good – I mean, his stats are good. Not as much in big games, but he also probably didn't have as much of an opportunity to rack up junk time stats as some of the other guys, too, in blowouts. Although I don't know. Like, I don't even remember their backup getting in that much. Because strangely enough, they struggled against teams like Missouri and Kentucky.
Kent State.
Yeah,
he's 11th in passing yards for the season.
It's pretty good.
But 409 attempts. Like, they are a passing team. They throw the ball more than Tennessee.
He threw it 499 times?
Yes. Georgia threw the ball. Georgia is more of a passing team than Ohio State, than Tennessee. I mean, name a team. They're like pass attempts. There is Mississippi State with Mike Leach in the air raid. There's the Georgia Southern, Western Kentucky guys I mentioned. There's Washington, Purdue, Drake May at North Carolina, Ball State. I mean, Houston, Washington, I mean, he's way up there when you talk about pass attempts. It's crazy. $395 attempts.
for Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say Hooker was, like 340 something?
I think 330 something, yeah. And Bryce Young was 360 something.
Stetson also doesn't have just that moment where you're just sitting there watching him perform with your jaw on the floor.
He's
like
never had that
has.
Moment. No, he will never have will. That moment.
He's probably going to go be a backup quarterback in the NFL for 2 years and retire and sell insurance.
I mean, what's the best moment this year? Running around against Oregon in game one?
Yes, that one play against Oregon that scored their second or third touchdown. That's easily his best play of the year, his most memorable play of the year.
He's a very good college quarterback.
Yeah, but their offense, though, is also not like big play. They're going to just grind you up. They're going to throw short passes and run after the catch. They're going to find the tight end deep here and there, and they're going to run the football behind a great offensive line. And then they're going to play great defense with a great defensive line and then let everybody else just clean up the mess. But those intangibles, man.
Mm. We just got tagged in a picture on Twitter about intangibles.
Yep. Yes, we did.
Nice.
Yes, we
Classic.
Did.
Classic.
I think technically that would be a tangible, but
if you want to talk about best players in college football too, real quick,
that's what we are doing. Yeah,
I know. Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean. Since we're on the subject, Lindsey Scott Jr. at Incarnate Word, his stats are the best stats in college football. He probably means more to his team than anybody does. Over 4,000 yards passing, 55 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Who is this?
Lindsey Scott Jr. at Incarnate Word. 55 passing touchdowns and 4,156 yards, paired with almost 500 yards and 7 touchdowns on the ground.
Look at me. Say it with me. Incarnate.
Incarnate.
Okay. I'm trying. I'm trying to help you. I know it doesn't feel like it with the tangible and intangible joke and incarnate, but I really am.
You need to look up the Cowpokes reincarnation. Poem. You'll like that, Hickman. We'll come back with more Three and Out. Stick with
reincarnation.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Reincarnate.
Exactly. That's why
I refuse to give in.
Actually, it's reincarnate, but it is incarnation.
Huh. And incarnate.
Incarnate word. Word. Mm-hmm. Incarnate word.
Incarnate
word. Word. Word.
I'm lonesome but happy. Rich, but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason.
Wait for it.
I'm just a cowpoke from Cheyenne to Douglas.
Welcome back to Three and Out. As we head
take,
on down.
Take this bumper,
as we down,
put it in the garbage.
As we head on down the trail here.
This is a great song.
Not for this, though.
Blame Nate. He kept saying
I'm already about to fall asleep over
cowpoke.
Here, and you're playing this slow, like, I feel like I'm on a horse at sunset just walking through the desert.
Well, I think that's the point of the song. It's not great for radio.
That's what I'm saying.
Chad says great music today.
It's a fine song. It's just like time and place, bro. People are getting up trying to get amped up to go to work. I'm trying to get fired up about these rankings and award snubs, and now I'm just like, well, I filled my canteen and I saw a cactus. Is that a rattlesnake? Nope, just a twig. Doo, doo, doo. Like, come on.
Yeah, Chad says, hey, it's rainy, it's dreary, the song fits.
I'll be on it now. Gosh, Hickman.
Got a mock draft pulled up. Bryce Young, number one.
He's going to have to throw it a lot better.
C.J. Stroud going third to the Lions. And they still have Will Levis going fifth to the Panthers.
Why are y'all trying to make me more depressed with this crazy cowboy music? We are not. Adam Hickman is. Just a cowpoke. What was that? It was like, who is that? Who was that?
You don't know who sings that?
Neither do you.
Yes, I do.
Who? Who? Quit looking
Coulter
it up.
Coulter Wall.
Oh, yes, the soothing tones of Coulter Wall. How could I forget?
That song, Driving Through the Yellowstone, best song experience a man can have.
You had altitude sickness. You were feeling high. That's why you like it.
Might be my favorite song ever.
One in Stripes, I'm About to Fall Asleep.
I'll pick it up next bumper for
That's
y'all.
Good. Maybe a Christmas song?
We'll get back to Christmas music tomorrow. We got a theme today, if you haven't noticed, Chris.
It's a weird day for a cowboy theme.
Well, I was kind of hoping we'd make the Cotton Bowl, and then I could have used them, but we're going to the Orange Bowl. So.
Yeah, so give me some, like, Fly to the Seagulls and – not Fly to the Seagulls. Is that right?
This is a really good song about seagulls and Beavis and Butthead.
Stop. What? I know the song. Please don't.
What is it? Classic. Can't play that one on air.
No, you can't. Mm. Gosh, so bad. I'm about to fire our producer, Nate.
Okay. Just remember, that means you're back over there.
Incarnate. I'm in a car with Nate. I'm incarnate. Just look at all those intangibles.
Say it how you said it.
Incarnate.
That's ridiculous.
It's right.
I don't care if it's right. It doesn't
Clearly.
Mean it's correct.
C-Pain says he requested a Christmas song and it hasn't been added to the list yet. Might want to check on that.
Can you find out what that song was and I'll get it?
He tagged you in the tweet. You can find it yourself.
Was this today?
I don't know, Hickman. Figure it out. The Intangibles.
Let's see.
That'd be a good name for a band.
The Intangibles.
And it's Adam Hickman and the Intangibles. Wow, cowpoke.
Or the Intangibles featuring Adam Hickman.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it.
No, I like having my name first.
Well, then don't correct me. I kind of want to go to break just so we can hear the next cowboy song. You got Rodeo in there by Garth Brooks?
Maybe.
You don't, do you?
I do.
What? Yeah, is it actually Garth Brooks? Or is it the knockoff
it's
guy?
It's close to him, I'll tell you that.
It's the knockoff guy on YouTube because you can't stream Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
Garth's got on lockdown.
He's a jerk.
Mm. He's a jerk. I don't think it's pretty smart. Wait as long as you can and then release it and everybody gets excited because it's finally on Apple Music and Spotify and all this. And then you get bank. Well, can't wait to see what's next. Mm. We're going to beat Clemson? Do we like this game now that they found their quarterback? Are we a little more nervous about it? They opened up as 4.5-point favorites.
I mean, they've always had him. They just wouldn't play him. I don't know why.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they found out that he is the best one, or maybe they knew that all along and they've just been safe. Maybe they were saving him for the playoffs and didn't make it.
That makes no sense.
I know, Nate. It was not serious. Hickman, I blame that song for this segment. It has just put everyone in this room to sleep. Nate's over here rubbing his eyes.
I am.
He's sitting back in that chair like he's about to curl up and take a nap.
Got a little sleep pocket here.
Meanwhile, my professionalism still holds strong.
Yes.
Your professionalism is an intangible.
But the results of it are tangible.
Yeah, why didn't Dabo switch earlier? I mean, you could see
I don't
that
know.
Uiagalelei wasn't going to be the guy. I mean, they're the four seed in the playoffs. If they play a little better down the stretch, different quarterback. If they're one loss conference champs, they're in, right?
I mean, if two more points against South Carolina, they're in.
Yeah.
Maybe they felt like they could just rely on their defense, so they went with the guy who knew more plays. They could call more plays with DJ?
Well, they in that South Carolina game, they wouldn't pass. They wouldn't. They just tried to run the ball, and then when they kind of had too late, they couldn't.
They didn't really let him throw it all year because they were just leaning on the defense.
Yeah, well, when he did, he was kind of reminded me of JG a little bit, where a couple times he'd make throws, and like, man, that guy can really throw, and then there's other times where it's like, that guy's wide open. You missed him by a country mile.
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be like the next great thing, too,
wasn't
he?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I don't the fact that he didn't overtake, or that Klubnik didn't overtake him during the season, gives me hope for Tennessee that maybe Klubnik has been very hot or cold in practice. And I mean, there's got to be a reason. If Klubnik was the next Trevor Lawrence, I think we'd have seen him.
No, yeah, well, he's shown that before.
So that gives me hope that you'll get some sputtering from the Clemson offense in the game, even if he's better. Might make some mistakes. How many of our guys in the secondary are even going to play? We never really got an answer on whether all those guys just nicked up, skipped the Vanderbilt game.
Heupel said he expects close to a full roster, if not a full roster. Okay. But yeah, that was an opt out question, not a are you banged up question.
Right.
I don't even know if it matters. Maybe it does.
It'll be a fun game.
What'll make it fun?
I do like that we're playing Clemson and not like Tulane or, you know, some boring opponent.
Yeah, like if you go and you beat up on Tulane, everyone's like, okay, whatever. No one's going to watch that game. But if you lose it, everyone's like, oh, Tennessee, they stink. Joe Milton doesn't have it, and the offseason's a miserable mess. If you go and lose to Clemson, at least you're like, well, you know, get backup quarterback, good team, good program. Hopefully you don't get smoked.
Let's be real. The game doesn't matter, and you're going to get a feel for what you can expect next year with Joe against a legit defense.
I agree.
Doesn't allow opt-outs, apparently. They just let you leave.
Are we sure that the first person that tweeted Clemson has no opt-outs didn't mistakenly grab a 2021 headline? Because when I searched Clemson has no opt-outs, one of the first things that popped up was an article from last bowl season where Dabo said, we don't have any opt-outs. The next article was Dabo yesterday saying, if a guy wants to opt out, I don't think there's any point in trying to talk him into playing. Like, that does you no good. You should just let him go.
Because
that's what he's saying this year. And they've obviously got guys not playing and just going to, you know, if they've been a little beat up. So I wonder if that genius media member that's trying to get the jump actually found an old article and then just said that, and he's actually wrong. Because you had different info yesterday even on that stuff. Like, the one guy who's...
I mean, yeah, I guess it's possible. I'm just not expecting a bunch from Clemson. I mean, they played in the Cheez-It Bowl last year and did not have an opt-out.
Yeah. Well, they woke up. Yeah, but
they were playing Iowa State, though.
Point.
That was a big game.
What is this?
Yeah, they were trying to get the 10 wins back then last year, weren't they? I think they won in that game 9-3.
So now that they're at 10, they're just going to take a break?
No.
Chase tweets in that the line's now up to -7.
What?
Alabama's had 11 guys going to the portal.
Including the number one overall player from a year or two ago. Offensive tackle.
Brockermeyer? Tommy Brockermeyer, yeah.
Yeah, it said he started like 20 games.
Weird, right?
Very.
We'll take him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've had the fourth most players hit the portal.
In fairness, their offensive line was kind of their weakness this year at times. But
I think Virginia Tech had the most.
In the portal?
Yeah. Virginia Tech, A&M, Alabama, Miami were on the list, I believe, a top five. I don't know the other one. Does it not feel like this year the portal's just a little extra crazy?
It's absolutely insane.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be like that every year.
As of 10 p.m. last night, there were 9 schools that had 10 or more players enter the transfer portal. Colorado State and Louisiana Tech had 15 players each.
Colorado State?
Yeah. Oregon and Arkansas have 13. Alabama, Maryland, Virginia Tech each have 11 now. Texas A&M and Kent State had 10. That was last night. It's going to be – you could have a whole new team. You're still bound by the – is it the 25 plus – can you do plus 5 now or plus 8? What, didn't they make that rule or something?
I think it's just up to 85.
They dropped the whole thing?
I thought so. I thought that was what they voted on.
So Deion can get 85 new guys if he wants now?
I guess technically, yeah, he could.
If that's the new rule for this year, I can't keep up with it. I do love that Tennessee is the last game of the night on a Friday. It's a good slot, you know? What?
Just our band that we're in.
That's a funny Photoshop.
Oh, gotcha. I haven't seen that.
Except they put you on the drums and me on the guitar.
Oh, well, redo that.
Duh.
Yeah, redo that.
Come on.
Houston's the drummer.
Come on, Posey.
We'll come back with more. Hour two next.
Killing it.
It's wide in this, but it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. No road ego.
What the hell are you doing?
Great job, Eggman.
Think something didn't work out quite the way I planned it to.
Nothing like recording the bumper and then not checking the bumper.
Well, usually I'm a master at my craft, so.
Yeah.
My professionalism is on display today.
Garth really got you on that one. It's like, oh, shit, this
dollar store Garth over there.
Yeah, this is what happens when Garth puts his. Does not put his music on the internet for everybody to access easily.
No, all you have to do is record and hit play again and then check it. I know what happened. You were trying to fast forward to a specific spot and you were recording when you did it and then you forgot to cut off the tag at the front, right?
Maybe.
Ain't no maybes.
Adam Hickman and the Intangibles, everyone.
If we sound like that, I quit.
It's just a remix version.
So chopped bad. And cut.
Oh man.
Adam Hickman and the Intangibles, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not in that band. I'm out.
Just right to the portal, huh?
Yep. Drummer enters portal. Goodness gracious. I just got a text during the break. Sorry.
Hey, turn that off.
I'm trying. I really am. You guys can talk while it's happening so I don't look like such an idiot.
That's your ringtone?
No,
that was an alarm.
Oh. That's your alarm?
It was funnier to listen to it.
Yeah, why?
I don't think that'd wake me up.
I like to wake up slow and calm. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe I need something that's just going to like blare out.
Mm.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. Something about the portal.
And your phone.
Oh, yeah. I got a text during the break that says, for the bowl game against Oregon State, Florida will be out 29, as of now, 29 players due to guys leaving or unavailable for the portal, dismissals, opt-outs, and NFL declaration. 29. Oh, yeah, and by the way, they got a quarterback in jail. Their backup quarterback's in jail. The other one has declared for the draft, and he's gone. Nate, you brought up the point. Like, at what point do the bowl games just cease? Because
the teams just start pulling out. Like, hey, our team is opting out of the bowl game.
Well, we talked about it. Like, going to 12 for the playoff is good for the playoff. But after that, are they going to keep the bowls? They can't, right? They can't keep all of them.
It would be like
because you're going to host.
Yeah, but you have more games. It's just more games. Like the same teams are playing.
Yeah, but like you know those hosted games are going to get picked up and sponsored by somebody.
Sure, but I mean there's still just extra games. I mean, yeah, what did we did this one day. Cost you what? Two games or something? That's it.
Huh?
Well, like the top four teams get byes, right?
Yes, and they'll be waiting in the bowl games. Waiting for the winners to join them in the first round of bowl games.
There's four teams that lose and are out at host sites.
Yes.
So we decided that two bowl games total mm-hmm. would be dropped.
Okay.
And it'd be, you know, it's going to be the weakest ones, not the, obviously. But, I mean, they can just grab other teams.
Yeah.
Just teams that don't qualify, then they pick ones that are academically qualify.
I just think if you're a really good team that has a bad year and you miss the 12, like, you're going to have everybody sit down.
Yep.
But you would think with NIL, a lot of these guys would say, well, it's another opportunity to go out and play and increase my value. I mean, I know it's not, at least I don't think it's a per-game basis as far as their checks and everything.
I mean, it's kind of a JV game, right? Like, if you're a guy that hasn't gotten to play, and we got 85 dudes, how many do you really have to play, like, a football game?
30? 11. You have to have 11.
You do have to have 11.
Actually, I guess not. You could have 10. It's just a penalty.
No, it's not. It's not a penalty.
Oh, yeah, it'd be 10. A penalty. It's only a penalty if you have too many. That's right.
Yeah.
How many did Sewanee have back in their era of dominance?
Sewanee?
I think they had like...
It was like 15?
Yeah, 15 guys on one of their best teams ever.
Like, I just don't know. I mean, are there always... Like, Wake Forest is playing Missouri. There's not a lot of stars on those teams. There's a few. And even if they opt out, there's just other guys that are still...
Sure, willing
to just make the trip to Tampa, right, and play.
And Missouri's star is in the portal right now.
But, I mean, there's always going to be guys that haven't gotten to play that will just would enjoy just going on the trip and playing one game and getting the free stuff, right? Like the guys, the non-NLL type players. I mean, you got 85. Like, surely your bottom 40.
Maybe that's what the Bulls ought to do is, like, really up the package. Like, hey, if you come to the game, you get this, but if you play, you get this. I mean, with NIL, they could do that, right?
They could, yeah.
They'd say, like, hey, you know, we're going to award – if you play in the game, you're going to get $10,000. And if you're the MVP, we're going to give you $100,000. I mean, you could – I mean, I guess technically they can do that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this guy put on a show for our bowl game that got people to watch, that got us, you know, more viewership, higher ratings. We're going to give him $100,000 because he caught 5 touchdowns or something.
Still don't think it's enough.
If bowls were smart, they would start targeting their team a little earlier and then already reach out to those players. So, like, if, say, the Orange Bowl knew, like, as soon as the Orange Bowl knew Tennessee might be an option, they should have been on the phone with Cedric Tillman and said, hey, Will you be healthy by the bowl game? If so, we're thinking of, you can be one of our marquee, like, basically slot all the players that are stars on both teams as in, like, sponsor roles.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be our American Airlines, you know, flight sponsor if you're good to play. If not, we're going to have to
offer. And then it's like, hey, we're going to shoot some promos with you ahead of the bowl game.
Yeah.
And because they do that anyway with, like, they get the team in the room and they don't talk or anything, but they're like, you know, videos for the Jumbotron, but, like, yeah, you could shoot real commercials.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, here's 50 grand or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Tennessee passing game is going to be, like, our big group thing, and then you're going to get paid this, and this guy's this, and this guy's this. And basically, I mean, you'd have to kind of, like, because you'd want to know where those guys, and if Cedric Tillman's like, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be healthy by then, and either way, I just really don't want to even risk it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could almost impact how you pick teams for your game if you have, you know, sometimes you have choices, sometimes you don't.
Wouldn't you feel really bad if you were in charge of the bowl games and you lobbied for a guy who had missed a lot of time with an injury to play and then he gets in there and re-injures himself?
That's true.
Yes, that's always bad, but it's not like they can control that. Come on, Hickman.
Sewanee had 23 guys on their team.
Okay.
That was one of the best teams ever.
All right. Let's
That's pretty amazing.
We got one more break this hour. Let's take a quick break. We're going to get more phone calls on the flip side. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200 on the Big Orange Philly phone lines.
Love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down.
865-546-8200, the number to join us on the Big Orange Philly phone lines. I know Houston's excited about it.
I wake up fighting mad, so I'm going to write a song that puts me back to sleep.
I mean, this part's kind of, you know. I mean,
it's up there a little bit.
All right. We got DR Vol on the horn. I know you're excited about that.
I am excited about that.
What's up, DR? You're on 3 and out.
What's going on, guys? You know, I know we've not been good at football over the years, and I remember during the Pruitt era, I called into the show and said I was not going to be a football fan anymore. I'm just going to be a fan-run fan, which still holds true, but I am a football fan again. But I didn't realize how much I didn't know until this season. I had no idea that stats didn't matter and that head-to-head matchups didn't matter anymore.
It was a big surprise to all of us.
Stetson Bennett. It's like the thing with losing to South Carolina. It's not the fact that South Carolina, it's the fact that it's freaking Shane Beamer.
Yep.
And Stetson Bennett is that kid. Like I grew up going to public school. He's that kid I remember I hated in private school that we play against every year. Just, you know, I'm better than you mentality. I can't stand that guy. You look at the stats and it's clear. And it's, to me, I go instant conspiracy theory. Well, he's in the playoffs and it's good for TV. Here's a Heisman Trophy contender against another Heisman Trophy contender.
Yep.
I'm sick over this, guys.
But that's what it is. They want to. They're trying to build the narrative for the playoff of, oh, CJ or whoever does win it and doesn't, right? Oh, Bennett got snubbed for the Heisman and they gave it to Stroud. Let's see what happens in this matchup now. It's just so stupid. Yeah. It's like, who cares?
So, and you could see Hyatt getting screwed from a mile away. He's not going to get the Blitnikoff.
I said that in hour one. Like, it is absolutely going to happen.
Ugh. The big orange screw. You know, I remember how happy I was after, and this will never take away the joy from that Bama game, but I should have really thought about what Ramsey Bolton said about if you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
Mm.
It's just, we always find a way to get screwed. I think it was Zach Reagan had tweeted out, it's not really a stat. Well, maybe it is. But he said this is the first time the SEC Player of the Year wasn't invited to be a Heisman finalist. We're always the first to get screwed in things like that.
Well, Hickman read the stat earlier. Did you say it was 9 times since 2010?
Yeah, I don't know if it was every year, because I know Kerryon Johnson won it for Auburn, I think, that was 6 years ago or something.
And he didn't go to
a Heisman finalist, or at least he wasn't in the top three.
But, yeah, hey, DR, here's your Biletnikoff stats. Now, this is just the numbers pulled against ranked opponents. Against ranked opponents, Marvin Harrison Jr. had 22 catches, 361 yards, and one touchdown. Against ranked opponents, Jalin Hyatt had 37 catches for 602 yards and 9 touchdowns. It's not even close. He has more yards. He has more touchdowns. He did more against better teams, but his name's not Marvin Harrison Jr. Did we lose DR?
He must have hit a dead spot. He's still on.
Mm. Mm. Tragedy. Dang it. I like it when he calls.
I know.
Call back, DR. Fear not. Just, it's unbelievable. Trey Mason, A.J. McCarron, and Johnny Manziel, they made it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys make it even.
Since 2009, 8 Alabama players have won SEC Offensive Player of the Year. 7 were Heisman finalists, and 4 won it.
Yeah.
So how's that? A little bit of breaking news. The timing on this is weird, but I don't really guess that matters except for potential, how long this deal will go on. But Jalin Hyatt has signed an NIL deal with Hyatt Hotels.
Okay.
The deal includes Jalin gifting the entire Tennessee football team with a hotel credit equivalent to their stay for the Orange Bowl in Miami. So I guess they'll get 5 or 6 nights credit to any Hyatt hotel. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then whatever he makes.
Yeah.
Cash money. Are they staying in a Hyatt when they go down there now? Is that part of the deal? What do we know about the Hyatt Miami?
I'd say it's very nice.
I would agree.
Probably a rooftop bar.
We don't want that.
I'm just saying it's pretty common at a Hyatt for it to have a rooftop bar.
Well, we not.
Our Hyatt in Knoxville has a rooftop bar.
I just don't want our boys up there hobnobbing at the bar the night before we play Clemson. Got to be fired up, focused, and prepared.
The Orange Bowl is it's done a good job of keeping the sponsors, not in the naming so much, kind of like the Rose Bowl. And they have so corporate sponsors, Capital One, American Airlines, Bacardi, ESPN, Hard Rock Stadium. There's a Hard Rock Hotel that's a sponsor, so they stay in there maybe. But they're staying there.
The Hard Rock?
Mm-hmm. Because Hard Rock Stadium and there's the
Well, they wouldn't put both teams at the same hotel, though, would they?
No, that's true. That's true.
Y'all like Hard Rock Stadium?
Yeah. It's okay, I guess.
It's fine, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Do you like it?
Yeah, I always thought it looked pretty good on the broadcast when the Dolphins play there. Not so much when the Miami Hurricanes play there, but kind of happens when you suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Kickoff time is 24 days, 11 hours, 3 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Not going to lie, boys. I hope the Orange Bowl has upped the gifts for the players.
They had a little light last year.
Well, it says a gift suite, which means you go into a suite and you pick out the things you like, but yeah. I don't know what the limit is.
Yeah, yeah.
A Torno watch. You ever heard of a Torneo? Torno? Torno?
How do you spell that?
T-O-U-R-N-E-A-U.
No.
T-O-U?
R?
R?
N?
N?
E?
E?
A?
A?
U.
Okay. Riveting radio.
Let's see how expensive these bad boys are.
So they get the gift suite, a watch, and a commemorative football. Maybe the gift suite's awesome. It's like, hey, here's 10 grand.
Oh, okay. Looks like a... This right here
looks like a watch?
Yeah.
How much?
Are you sure that's a brand?
Model? It just says Torno watch. I don't know.
Oh, no. Torno, I guess that's a fancy watch store, actually.
No, so any of the watches.
Yeah, so looks like any of the watches.
Which, okay.
In that case,
Butch Jones would know.
Because Rolexes... Stuff like that.
You know, that'd be worth it if they gave you a Rolex.
Breitling.
You know how when you go to a golf tournament, like the fundraiser, they'll have, you might get like a shirt with your registration or something, and then and there's like a silent auction, and there's like other stuff you can spend money on to obviously raise money for the charity or group or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they had the last one I went to, you had like, you got like $40 or $50 for like the store, and all the sponsors had given all this product. And so if you wanted to, you could just take, like, let's say at $40, like there were some nice like golf polos there for $40. So you could just use your $40 voucher, just pick out a polo and turn in your little voucher, and that's the shirt you get as part of your, however much you paid to be on the team or however much your team paid. And they're nice too. Name brand stuff, and the beauty of it too is you knew you'd get the right size. You know, if they're a color you didn't want, didn't have a size. You know, because sometimes you're trying to church for an event, and it's a hassle because you know
you got to ask ahead of time, and then it's like, oh, these are a little smaller than the average or bigger than the average.
But a lot of people, because the products were so nice, were like, you know, there might have been some $100 sunglasses, for example. So you could use your $40, and then you could pay an additional $60. Which would go to the fundraiser, but then you get something you actually want. That was a great idea. It's a lot better than just getting something you're not really picking out.
Mm.
So that's the whole gift idea, gift suite idea as well.
Yeah,
right?
It's like we gave everyone a PS5, and someone's like, "I already have one."
Right.
It's like, okay, well, you can get a TV, or you can get a stereo, or something like that. No, it makes a lot of sense. I like the gift suite idea.
Come pick it all out. So hopefully the gift suite is got good stuff in for our guys.
I don't think they'll be giving away any of these $30,000 watches I'm looking at, though. Maybe like a little cheaper option for them. I don't know. I don't know, though.
It's a brave new world out there.
Yeah, it's a write-off for that company. You know, there's, you know,
they don't care.
Yeah.